Hello, my name is Della Kauf with CPA.com. Welcome to the 2020 Digital CPA Podcast. Today, I would like to welcome Tom Kelly, Senior Director of Product Marketing and Management with NetSuite. Welcome, Tom.
Thanks, Della. I appreciate you being here and looking forward to our chat today.
Yes, I am too. Would you please share a little bit about yourself and NetSuite?
Certainly. Prior to Oracle NetSuite, I actually ran my own organization. It was a what I would consider a cloud-based consultancy, but did quite a bit of accounting and finance work. And then prior to that, spent several years in the small to mid-sized business segment as a CFO, CIO type. And then prior to getting into the smaller market, I worked for some large cap companies such as PepsiCo, Deluxe Checking, as well as some others. As in a, accounting and finance capacity and in those locations as well.
Okay. So how long have you been with Oracle NetSuite?
About 4 years. And one of the things I like to joke about with some of my colleagues from my past is they tell me I've gone to the dark side now that I'm part of the marketing and product management group. So I don't necessarily view it that way, but I guess I understand where they're coming from at sometimes.
That's called diversity. I think that's a very good thing to have.
I like it too.
Well, thank you for joining us. And we'd like to chat a little bit about our digital CPA conference that's coming up and about the cloud technology that is available to the CPA profession. So with our whole event, it's really structured around knowledge learning setting and support and change management amidst the acceleration of change. What's important and what we like to see happen is the presenters and their knowledge and experiences provide insight into what's next now. So three areas that we really focus on are driving transformation of practice areas, introducing emerging technologies, and leading innovation and research. So while we have a virtual event coming up this year, we still are bringing together individuals and having that collaborative community feel that we've always been able to build. And we'd like to see everybody share practical strategies and applications to develop future-ready firms. So Tom, would you share how Oracle NetSuite would enable the digital CPA community to be successful?
Sure. I actually have attended several of the digital CPA conferences in the past, and I even presented at a few, and I can remember one in particular where I was talking about various cloud applications that are available to organizations. And one of the questions I asked the audience, it was maybe about, 100 people in the session, and most of them all were accounting firms. And I asked the question, how many of you are still submitting your expense reports via Excel spreadsheets? And it was kind of surprising. I think more than 50% of the audience raised their hands. And so, fast forward to today, I think, the group, the CPA firms of the world have definitely, made the move to embrace cloud computing in its various forms, right? Whether that's an ERP system or an expense reporting tool. And so what I would specifically say with regards to, NetSuite and, how it can enable the digital CPA community to be successful, I think it's the sky's the limit. And I use my own experience as an example here, because I think in this day and age, what organizations really want from accounting firms is, yes, they need, the focus in terms of whether it's a review, compilation, or a full-blown audit or tax work. But I really think what they strive, or what they crave, is kind of this, trusted advisor, if you will. And if you're really going to be a, and in my estimation, an effective trusted advisor, you really need to have a good handle on what's happening with the organization. And so if you can take that the next step further, whereas, maybe you're providing the accounting for them, you've outsourced some of the activities, it can be outsourced to your firm. I really think it puts you in a position to really effectively be that, trusted advisor, but the trusted advisor who's speaking from a foundation of fact, specifically to the company that you're supporting in general. Because in the case of what NetSuite does, it was, the original premise was it's one platform. So what that means is you use the platform to do your accounting, but you can also use your platform to manage the front office through the CRM capabilities and everything in between, whether that's warehousing, manufacturing, e-commerce. And the reason why I bring this concept up is that when you're trying to provide perspective on what's going on with an organization and give direction, in this day and age, we do have situations where we've got several applications and you're still playing the role of trying to pull everything together to try to make sense of it, massaging data from one application to another so that you can look at it in a, you know, a normalized fashion, if you will. And then when you do everything on one platform that you can do with the Oracle NetSuite offering, it really allows you to, you know, as a matter of just using the system, recording transactions or transactions taking place, it's all being compiled within the system. So the comparability, let's say, to data in the front office, to data in the back office, or communication capabilities. The example may be a salesperson is sitting outside a customer and you're about to, you know, offer them a $100,000 deal, but they can quickly look at the customer and see that they're on credit hold because they're not paying their bills. So the real-time nature of this type of stuff, I think, is extremely important. And I think from an accounting firm standpoint, was my experience, my own company, you know, you kind of cut your teeth on the accounting side of things, but you can very quickly expand to other functionality and capabilities within the platform that, you know, in my estimation, really add significant value to your clients when you're trying to help them out, whether it's they're in a growth situation or whether, you know, they're having to make some difficult decisions and downsize.
Those are all very good points that you bring forward, and especially since understanding and being a part of that CPA profession, the knowledge that you have from that CFO standpoint, and then moving into the opportunity to bring knowledge and education forward to everyone so that they understand what NetSuite has as that one platform available to them, I think is more comprehensive than piecemealing it all together and saying, use this for that particular area, use this for this other area. So that I like that approach. Appreciate you sharing that with us.
Yeah, the one comment I would make on that, you know, think about a mathematical equation, right? And, you know, a couple of variables is not that difficult to solve, but when you start adding several variables, that, you know, to be able to solve that equation becomes very, very challenging and difficult. And so I think the same adage could be used towards, you know, how many applications are you using to run your business? I think it, I've seen it. I mean, it plays itself out. You know, the correlation is exact in terms of how much more difficult it gets to be to run your business efficiently and effectively.
I agree. So actually, that's a good segue into driving transformation of practice areas. Can you talk a little bit more in regards to how it relates to the continuous close?
Yeah, I guess I would say this, the whole thing behind the, you know, continuous close or continuous accounting concept is, you know, to break the record to report cycle, if you will. So it's always, you know, where it's time to close the books. And, you know, that term is, as a past accountant, I never, you know, heard it with, you know, excitement and wondrous feelings. It was always like, we got to close the books again. And then to have the challenges of, you know, having to go through and spend weeks compiling information that, you know, when you finally report on it, it's old hat, you know, the organization has moved on. And so the idea behind continuous accounting is no different than the idea of, you know, process improvement, how it's been applied to other things in business, whether that's the manufacturing floor or whatever. And the whole concept would be probably the most frequent example I use is bank reconciliations, because everybody does them. And one of the things that we provide our customers with in NetSuite is two things. Number one, a real-time connection to the bank. So you're not having to go to the bank's website to get the data. It's basically flowing into NetSuite on a real-time basis. And then secondarily, the capabilities to automate the bank reconciliation, leveraging things like machine learning, so that each day, technically, you could be doing a bank reconciliation in such that when you get to the end of the month or whatever your time period is, you don't have this mountain of reconciling items to follow up on. And frankly, you know, one or two a day throughout the month is not a very arduous task. And the majority of times, once you start doing this and you go through it for 1 or 2 months, the process by itself is almost completely automated, because now the system, through its machine learning capabilities, has learned that this particular expense should be recorded to this general ledger item, and so on, so that when you run the reconciliation, it's all matched and there's no ancillary items that you have to you know, follow up on. And the second piece I would say is I have been talking a lot about this, and it's, to me, I kind of laugh a little cynically, because there's this concept of, you know, the accountant being the strategic business partner. But the reality of what goes on with that is, you know, from an accounting standpoint, you almost have two full-time jobs in that regard, where one, you have to maintain this, you know, very stringent control environment that is the type of thing where you're not getting a pat on the back that everything's working well. What ends up happening is when there's a problem, that's where you hear about it. Secondarily, you're also asked to kind of be this, you know, clairvoyant, if you will, looking at the information and with a steady hand guiding the organization. And that those two things in themselves, in my mind, are really two full-time jobs. So the whole thing behind continuous accounting is to, number one, leverage technology, you know, spread out the workload such that you are not really bogged down. There's no bottlenecks. Things are processing on a real-time basis, almost to the extent you could say you're closing the books every day. I hope people aren't going to faint when I make that comment, but it's being closed every day because of the ability that you have to leverage technology. And that technology has embedded within it compliance and security features, so that on the one hand, that first 8 hour a day job of making sure you have a strong and, you know, secure environment to operate within, that pretty much is taken care of by the fact that you're using the system, you're using the technology. And then secondarily, it frees up time, frankly, to give you the ability and the time to be able to interpret, look at information that goes on to the organization.
So the thought process that machine learning definitely has moved into the realm of what we're trying to still grasp and learn those controls that are in place, but also, as you said, become more of a free agent, right? So that they can do other things with the customers besides just run the data, analyze the data, communicate the data. They have a larger expanded position that they hold for that customer now. So I think it's very relevant what NetSuite can bring to the customer and help them with their processing and, again, just advisory services in general.
Yeah, and the thing, what I've tried to say, or a perspective I've given on this is, you know, if you've ever seen the movie Apollo 13 or any of the, mm-hmm. you know, NASA documentaries, you see this group of people sitting in a control room, and they have at their fingertips all of the information that's happening with the mission, right? Not just the spacecraft, but the people inside it, to where it, you know, the projections of where it's going to be, you know, a minute, 10 minutes, an hour from now. That technically is what NetSuite can do for an organization, right? Because if you're operating on the platform, all the inputs going into the system, you, on a real-time basis, have pretty much the same capabilities, if you will, as, you know, NASA's mission control, where all this information is available on a real-time basis, and you can pretty much, you know, hopefully people are self-serving, but in the case where you need to step in and provide perspective and judgment, you have the ability to do that on the spot.
Very true. And I like the analogy of NASA mission control. Are there any other thoughts that you would like to share today in regards to drive formation or the advisory services that people have moved into this year?
I think the other thing that's important to note is, you know, it's easy to say, hey, you know, go ahead and do continuous accounting or continuous close. First and foremost, it is, you really have to leverage technology. My hope is that people will leverage Oracle NetSuite, but, you know, there's plenty of other technologies out there you can consider. But the point being is, you got to start somewhere. You got to take that first step. And maybe that first step is something, you know, like automating your bank reconciliations. Or, you know, we have to also remember that in this world where everybody's rushing to digitize, you know, digital transformation across the board, everything is not, you know, in the cloud or digitized yet. And the example I've used in some cases are, you know, the mail. And while in this particular day and age, we're having to do things remotely, somebody still has to go get the mail. And then there's, you know, activities that are involved in that. Well, there are plenty of companies out there that you can send your mail to them and they'll scan it in, and it is, you know, digitized. Another example I'll give you is, a friend of mine has a company, and I was talking to him the other day, and we were kind of talking about the subject. And we got to the subject of inventory counts. And I just kind of joked. I said, well, I guess that's that's probably one thing where, you know, you're going to have to be there to count the inventory. And he said, oh, no. He said, we're actually using drones to count our inventory. And I was like, what are you talking about? And what they do is they have drones in the warehouse that have barcode scanners on them. And I don't know if they're hiring, you know, young kids who are very good at gaming consoles that can fly these things so they can read the barcode and the quantities that are there, but it is something that they're doing. So to you know, even count inventory remotely. So what I always tell people is, you know, you got to start somewhere, and when there's a will, there's a way. And I wouldn't suggest that anybody, you know, get disappointed that they can't go to continuous accounting in a week or a month. But I would argue that if you take, you know, a focus on the big things and take a significant amount of time and try to, you know, knock those off and get them to the point where you can envelop them in a continuous accounting approach, you'd be surprised at the momentum it could build and then how quickly you can get there. But you got to take that first step and be realistic about it.
Very practical words of advice. Appreciate your time and insight today. And thank you again for joining us.
Sure. Thank you very much. Glad to be here.